Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
It's good to be with you again. Special welcome to all the visitors here with us. From Cliff Bay and from California and even from Texas.
English or Mandarin today? Typically from Singapore to Kuala Lumpur and back to Singapore.
我其实经常坐马来西亚的飞机，经常是从吉隆坡到新加坡这一个。
And I think it would be appropriate for us just to pause and say a word of prayer.
我相信我们应该在这个时候安静下来，我们做一个祷告。
For all the families that have been touched by this tragedy.
为每一个为这一个悲惨的事情所影响到的家庭。
Heavenly Father, our hearts go out to all of the families who have lost or potentially lost loved ones.
慈悲的天父，我们的心需要为那一些为这件事情受到影响的家庭们。
Lord, we confess we often don't know why tragedies like this occur.
父啊，我们承认我们常常不知道这种悲惨的事情为什么发生。
But we ask, Lord, that you would bring some good from this evil.
但是我们请求你借助这样坏的事情，有些好的事情可以发生。
And that you would comfort those who have lost loved ones.
我们求你来安慰那些失去了心爱的人。
Give them strength in the days ahead.
在以后的日子里面给他们力量。
And Lord, we would ask that somehow you would bring people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
因为这是主你用你的办法让把人能够认识主耶稣基督拯救的力量。
Through this tragedy.
这一件悲惨的事情。
Lord, we pray this now in the name of our living Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是靠我们活生生的主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, life is filled with tests.
我们知道在这个生活里经常有实验。当我在欧洲住的时候，我常常要出去传道，要去到山上去。
I was born as a teacher and I got to participate in all of the physical activities.
我在那边虽然是做老师，可是我也做了很多的劳动，很多的运动。
And the course was extremely demanding.
这整个就是路程是非常困难。
There were times when we had to hike all day up into the mountains in the pouring rain and in the freezing cold.
有的时候我们可能在一直下大雨，一直走到山上，或者是在很寒冷的气候走到山上去。
It was demanding physically.
It was demanding mentally and emotionally.
It was demanding spiritually.
where suddenly things begin to come to the surface that you didn't know were there.
耶和华又有话对他说：这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才能成为你的后嗣。于是领他走到外边说：你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来呢？又对他说：你的后裔也将要如此。
And we read in verse 6 that Abram believed in the Lord, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
第六节，亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华 就以此为他的义。
Now this is kind of a special promise.
所以这是一个很特别的应许。
Abraham was 75 years old.
在那个时候，亚伯拉罕是75岁。
His wife Sarah was 65.
他太太那个时候是65岁。
And she was not able to have children.
她没有办法生孩子。
So imagine his excitement when he sees that his wife is alive, that he will have a son of his own.
所以他想象得到，在那个时候，当他听到神说他给了他自己的孩子，他会多么的兴奋。可是24年以后，
他生了孙，
他还没有孩子。
But the promise is repeated once again to Abraham.
可是神对他的应许又重新恢复。
第17章。Verses 15 to 19.
15-19.
And God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, my wife shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and indeed I will give her a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be called a mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. And he said to his wife, will a child be born to the man who is 90 years old? And his son, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. But God said, no. But Sarah, your wife, will bear a son, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him.An everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
This is from verse 15-19. 神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉。我必赐福给她，也使你从她得一个儿子。我要赐福给她，她也要做多国之母，并有百姓的君。”从他而出，亚伯拉罕就伏在地里喜笑，心里说：100岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？亚伯拉罕对神说：但愿以实玛利活在你面前。神说：不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
Finally, at the age of 100 years,
最终在100岁的时候
，the fulfillment of all these promises,
这是所有的应许可以实现。
A son was born to Abraham and to Sarah.
一个孩子生给亚伯拉罕跟撒拉。
And they named him Isaac, which means laughter.
他给他起名叫做以撒，以撒的意思就是喜笑。
Because they never laughed at God when He promised them a son in their old age.
因为当时，也许他们在老年可以得子的时候，他们喜笑了。
Now this son Isaac was the fulfillment of all of Abraham's hopes and dreams.
那么这个以撒呢，就实现了以撒所有的的要求。
And then we come again to Genesis 22.
但是现在我们到了22章。
God says to Abraham, Abraham, and he says, Here I am.
神呼叫亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。
He says, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac.And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show
you. So, when you take your own answer, just like you said, I was an answer, I am an answer. When you have an answer, tell us your help to show you the sense of what I shall be finding.
What's going on here?
Tell us about his relationship.
God is testing Abraham's faith.
神在这里试验亚伯拉罕的信心。
Not only is he told to take a son and to sacrifice his son,
他不仅仅说要把他自己的儿子拿去献祭，
but he was told to take that son for whom all of the promises were going to be fulfilled.
The brothers and sisters, Abraham passes the test. And as a result, this story teaches us a lot about faith.
就因为他的这个原因，这一件事情可以教导我们有关信心的事。
In our lives as Christians,
在我们做基督徒的生命里面，
as those who desire to follow Jesus Christ,
在那些想要跟随主耶稣的人。
The first thing we're going to see is this.
第一件事情我们所要看到的。
The first lesson of faith is that faith begins by trusting in God's promises.
信心的开始是对神的应许的信靠。
Faith is not just kind of an empty belief. It's not a we sometimes hear this leap of faith into just an empty belief.
所以信心并不是很空荡的，好像我们对着一个很空虚的环境就跳下去。
It's a trust in God's promise in His Word.
也就是说，信心是信靠神的应许，信靠神的话语。
Abraham exercises this trust in verses 3 to 5.
从第三节到第五节，我们可以看看亚伯拉罕的信号是怎么样的。
So Abraham was only a man and son of his family in two of his own men, Abraham and Isaac his son, and spoke word for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance, and Abraham said to his own men, stay here with the dead girl, all of the land will go over there and learn our worship and return to you.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，带上驴，带着两个仆人和儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示的地方去了。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
It's evident here that Abraham was trusting in God's promise.
在这里我们可以看到亚伯拉罕相信神的预言应许的确据。
Look at verse 3, it says that he rose early in the morning.
你看第三节，他清早起来。
I feel a bit worried that if God told me to sacrifice one of my children,
我不知道你会怎么样，假如神说要把我自己的一个孩子去献祭的话，我不会早上不可能早起来。
And then about this third, he says this to his two servants.
所以在第五节，他跟他两个仆人说这句话。
He says, I am the Lord, he and Isaac will go over and worship the Lord, and then notice he says, and we will return to you.
你看他说我跟以撒要去拜一拜，然后他又说我要回来这里。
Abraham's confidence here is incredible.
在这里我们可以看到亚伯拉罕的这种的信心是很伟大的。
He expected to return with Isaac because he trusted in the Lord's promise.
因为他信神的给他的应许，所以他就知道也期待他跟儿子会一起回来。
And he believed that God was big enough to fulfill His word, His promise.
他相信神是够伟大，一定能够实现他的应许。
You see, faith begins with trust in God.
所以你看，信心是从在信靠神开始。
And brothers and sisters, our faith can only be as big as the object in which we place our faith.
我们的信心 能够只有像我们信心的对象那样大。
This is an interesting time of year here in Minnesota.
在明尼苏达就现在是一个很特别的时间。
Because the ice on the lakes is beginning to melt.
因为这个湖上的冰开始化。
可以经得住。
People are driving their trucks out there.
有人能够开整个的卡车开上去。
But let's say a few weeks from now, the ice is really starting to get thin.
那我们再讲过两三个礼拜，这个冰开始薄了。
But my faith is very big.
可是我的信心很大。
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这都是那欢喜领受应许的将自己独生的儿子献上。碰到这儿子从我话说从以撒生的才有成为你的后裔，我注意十九节，他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Although Abraham didn't have all the answers,
虽然亚伯拉罕没有所有事情都有回答，
he was prepared to trust in God.
可是他准备好信任神，
and to trust in God's promise.
他也相信神的应许，
and to trust that God was big enough and to look to Him for the answers.
所以他相信神是足够他可以向神找答案的。
And he believed that God would even, had he had to follow through on this, that God would even raise Isaac from the dead.
他相信就算他假如听了神的话把以撒杀了神还可以让他从死里复活。
Now brothers and sisters, if you're like me, you're thinking, I don't know if I could have that kind of faith.
也许假如你跟我一样我相不相信我会不会能有这样子的信心。
Well, you know, this wasn't always easy for Abraham either.
但是这个对亚伯拉罕来讲也不是那么容易的。
Trust was something he had to learn.
信心是他要慢慢学习的。
He tried to rush things around and try to take matters into his own hands.
在以前他想用他自己的办法来解决问题。他想帮助神，让神借着他的唯一一个儿子以实玛利来做事。
Finally, he had learned to trust in God.
到最后，他学习到应该信任神。
And in His promise.
但神的应许。
And that's where faith begins.
那里也就是我们信心的开始。
Trusting in God's timing.
相信神的时候。
Trusting in God's ways.
相信神的办法。
And this will be something that you and I will need to learn as well. As we follow Jesus Christ.
在我们跟随主耶稣基督的生命里面，你跟我都要学习这些功课。
Faith begins by trusting in God's promises.
信心从信任神的应许开始。
Because when we learn to discover something more about faith, and the second thing we learn is when faith is expressed in obedience to God. It's expressed in obedience to God and to God's word. And so Abraham's trust in God.Led him to act in obedience to God.
带领他能够对神顺服。
So beginning of verse 6, reading down through verse 12, Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and remembered that Isaac his son, and took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked down together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father, and he said, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son, and he said, They have the fire and the knife, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And so the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar, and he arranged the wood, and he bound his son Isaac, and he laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad, and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
第六节，亚伯拉罕把翻自己的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但翻祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做翻祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里祭坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，
亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是独生的儿子留下不给我。
Can you turn with me once again to the New Testament, this time to the book of James?
我们再一翻到新约的雅各书。
James chapter 2, verses 20 to 23.
在二章二十二节。
Also refer to the same passage in Genesis.
也谈到有关创世之记当中这些章节。
James chapter 2, verses 20 to 23, we read this.
从二十节到二十三节，雅各书的第二章是这样子的。
All men recognize that faith without works is useless. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son on the altar? Isaac his son on the altar. You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
虚浮的人呐、啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是依他的行为变形。但是信心因着行为才得成全，这就经验经以应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他也得称为神的朋友。
True faith，
真正的信心
，trusting in God，
信靠神
，always results in obedience。
对，总会带来顺服。
It's expressed in obedience to God's word.
我们就在想把信服神的话语的行为表现，在行为上表现出来。
Faith in God is more than just giving some intellectual assent to certain ideas.
信神不是说只是让我们思想上有一些知识上的了解。
Faith in God is expressed in obedience to God.
信神是从我们的行为上表现出来的。
It's an obedient response to who God is and what God says.
也就是说，我们顺服，表现出我们知道神是谁。
I'm going to share a story. I know I've shared this before.
我跟大家分享一个。事情可是跟你分享过。
But let me tell you the story again.
我再告诉你们一次。
It's a story of a French tightrope walker, a man by the name of Blondin.
是有一个很在天中踩那个怎么讲？踩过一条绳子的那个人。
He once put a tightrope over Niagara Falls.
他那个时候是把那个钢线是通过。
And he took his staff and he began to do that. They walk across the tightrope and walked across the Niagara Falls.
你知道他们怎么走？就走到上面拿根杆子，这样慢慢要通过过去这个瀑布的。
And the crowd was excited, all cheering.
全部都有兴奋，打着那个琵琶欢呼。他拿了另外一个桶，他又放了很多的石头，他再来走这个钢线。
Suddenly the crowd got very quiet.
都不讲话。
我们三个人，
我是相信的人。
But the faith wasn't enough for them to step out in obedience.
所以他们的信心不够，让他们有表现出他们的这个顺服。
Except for one little boy,
有一个小孩子相信。
Who came out of the crowd?
从众人里面走出来。
Got into the wheelbarrow.
进到那个桶里面。
In essence, placing his life in this man's hands.
所以也就是把他的自己的生命放在这个人的手里面。
And Blondon took him across.
所以他就带了他很安全的走过这条钢线。
To the other side.
到对岸去。
They found out later this was staged.
我相信后来发觉这些都是预先安排好的。
This was actually his son.
就是他的儿子。
But he had enough trust.
But 他儿子有足够的信心。
In his father to get into the wheelbarrow.
相信足够信任他的爸爸能够让他进到那个桶里面。
And allow him to bring him safely to the other side.
让他爸爸安全把他带到对岸。
You see, too often as Christians, we say, oh, faith is just believing.
So, 你知道，很通常我们基督徒就说，信心就是相信。
But we're not willing to actually step out in obedience.
我们愿意不愿意来顺服。
And for someone here this afternoon,
假如今天在这里有哪些人？
If you're not sure if you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior,
假如你还不能够确信知道耶稣基督是你个人的救主，
I want to encourage you to, as it were, climb into the wheelbarrow.
我要鼓励你们，就好像那小孩子要进入这个桶里面一样。
And to say, Lord Jesus, I'm not just going to confess you with my lips.
不是，跟耶稣说，我不仅仅是要嘴巴里面承认。
But I want to entrust my life into your hands.
我要把我的生命信托在你的手里面。
Lord, I'm going to take you at your word.
但我要相信你所说的话。
I'm going to trust your promise.
我相信你的应许。
And I'm going to step out in obedience.
我要献出来顺服你。
And give my life to you.
把我的生命献给你。
And I want to encourage you if you don't know Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior.
假如你还不知道耶稣基督是你个人的救主，我鼓励你。
To take that step today.
今天就走出这一步。
And to say I'm going to trust in Jesus.
所以我现在开始信任耶稣。
What happens when we do this?
当我们做这些事情的时候，什么事情会发生？
What happened?To Abraham, back in our story in Genesis chapter 22.
在这个创世纪二十二章，在亚伯拉罕身上发生了什么事情？
Where we learn something more about faith.
我们学习到更多有关信心的事。
Faith begins by trusting in God's word.
信心在信靠神的话语开始。
Faith is expressed in obedience to God's word.
信心也是表现对神话的顺服。
But finally, faith leads to rest in God's provision.
到最后，信心带领我们在神的供给之下休息。
Let's look at verses 13 and 14.
我们看十三节、十四节。
Then Abraham raised his eyes and he looked, and behold, behind him a lamb caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the lamb and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son.And Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
You see, having trusted in the Lord and stepped out in obedience,
当我们相信神的话也顺服的时候，
Abraham now learns something of God's faithfulness and his ability to provide.
在这个以后，亚伯拉罕现在学习到神的信实跟神的供给。
And it was just about a year ago that I was visiting Israel.
差不多一年以前，我去拜他去以色列。
And I visited this place that at this time was called Moriah.
我去拜访了这个地方，在现在却称为摩利亚。
But in the New Testament has a different name.
在旧约里面是名字不一样的。
It's the name Calvary.
那个就是 Calvary.
And it's that same place.
在那个同一个地方。
Where the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Hung on a cross,
掉在十字架上
shed his blood,
为我们流血
as God's lamb,
作为神的羔羊
to pay the price for your sins and for mine,
为你跟我的罪付了代价
You see, that's what we learn when we trust in the Lord.
当我们信靠神的时候，这就是我们所能学习到的
We learn that God provides a way out.
我们知道神必为我们准备一条出路。
We learn about God's salvation.
我们会学习到神的救恩。
Remember Abraham's words to his son Isaac as they were walking along?
你记得亚伯拉罕跟他儿子一同走路时候所说的话吗
？Dad, there's the wood, there's the fire. Dad, where's the lamb for the sacrifice?
我说父亲，这里有柴跟火都有了，那羔羊献祭的羔羊呢？
And Abraham said to Isaac, God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕告他儿子，神必定准备为献祭的羔羊。
And so Abraham calls this place, the Lord will provide, Yahweh Yireh.
So 这也是亚伯拉罕称这个地方，神必供给耶和华以勒。
In the mount of the Lord, it will be provided.
在神的山上。必有准备。
And this is exactly what happens in this place.
这是在这个地方所发生的事。
On Good Friday,
在这个耶稣受难的时候
as Jesus goes to the cross,
当耶稣基督要经过十字架的时候
and becomes that lamb that provides salvation for you and for me.
他就变成了那一个神的羔羊为你跟我准备的救恩
Brothers and sisters, those who never really trust God
弟兄姐妹们那些从来不信靠神的
Those who never step out in obedience
那些从来不顺服神的
Who don't really depend on God
不信靠神的
They never learn of God's ability to provide
他们没有办法学到神供给的能力
They never experience God as Yahweh Yireh.
他从来没有办法能够经验耶和华的供给。
And often, even as followers of Christ, we're so reluctant.
所以我们有的时候还仍然会迟疑不决。
We're so frightened to get into situations that are outside our control.
我们在我们不能够控制的环境里面，我们都不敢踏出去一步。
That's why God.Tested Abraham.
这就是为什么神试验了亚伯拉罕。
And that's why God will test you as well.
这是为什么神也要来试验你。
To give you, to give me opportunities.
给你给我有一个机会。
Opportunities to grow in faith.
能够在信心里面成长的机会。
I believe that God was never interested in the death of Isaac.
我相信神从来没有要以撒死的。
He was interested in the death of Abraham.
他所注重的是亚伯拉罕的死。
You see, Abraham had to die to himself.
你说亚伯拉罕自己要先要死。
His ideas about the way God should work.
那么他认为神应该怎么样工作。
The way that God should fulfill his promises.
神怎么样，他有他的想法，神怎么样实现他的预言。
That's why he had to wait till he was 100 years old.
所以他要等到100岁。
Well, all he could do was laugh.
他那个时候只能笑。
You ever laugh at God?
你有没有在神面前笑过?
I do.
我有。
Because sometimes it just seems ridiculous.
有的时候就觉得是很可笑的。
But he says, are you ready to trust me?
看你是不是信靠我。
and to step out in obedience.
但能够出来顺服。
Die to yourself.
带领你自己。
And watch me provide.
来等待我给你供给。
Twice in these verses, God speaks to Abraham.
在这些经节里面，神两次向亚伯拉罕讲话。
And Abraham responds with the simple words.
亚伯拉罕所回答的很简单。
Here I am.
我在这里。
And I believe that this is the response that God desires from each and every one of us this morning.
我相信神在今天早上对我们每一个人都希望我们这样子的回答。
As he calls to us,
当他呼唤我们的时候
we can simply say, Here I am.
我们很简单的就说我在这里。
A response of trust,
这是我们对用信心来回答。
A response of obedience,
也是以顺服的回答。
And a response of rest,
这也就是我们对于得到安息的回答。
I've often thought that one of the greatest hymns in the Christian life is that simple hymn, Trust and Obey.
在我觉得在基督徒的唱的所有的圣诗里面，这个最简单的就是信靠顺服。
Because it's so profound theologically, that's how we live the Christian life.
所以信靠顺服从这个神学来讲是有很奥妙的真理。
Trust and obey.
信靠顺服。
For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust.
若在耶稣里得喜乐，别无他法，只有信靠顺服。
May the Lord add His blessing to the preaching of His word this afternoon.
但愿神把今天的信息加上他自己的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.